from KQED.
Arts education in California schools took a dive during the recession. In many districts like Los Angeles Unified, thousands of kids still get no art or music. But in other places, arts instruction is making a comeback, especially in Chula Vista near San Diego, where the elementary school district has made an unprecedented investment in the arts for its 30,000 students. KPCC's Mary Plummer reports the district has gone from a handful of full-time art teachers last year to about 70.
Okay. Yay, instruments!
In the multipurpose room at Veterans Elementary School, Lauren Shelton and four new art teachers are huddled around a box of brand new music supplies. Shelton is overseeing the district's major arts education expansion. She personally recruited more than 40 teachers last summer.
I was looking for teachers in the Midwest and on the East Coast and programs coming out of New York and Chicago and Michigan. And I was going with every contact that I could. And it was a very big search.
So big, several months into the school year, Shelton still has three music teacher openings she's trying to fill.
We know that the arts are what children need in order to thrive in life.
Oh, wow. This is a painted cabasa.
23-year-old Zoe Kumagai is the new music teacher at Veterans. In fact, it's the first time the school has ever had a music teacher. Straight out of graduate school, Kumagai now teaches music to 900 kids.
Be a sheep. Bah. Be a sheep. Bah.
The arts transformation underway in Chula Vista is one that many thought would never happen here. The district was known for its heavy focus on testing. Principal Sylvia Echevarria says she remembers the days when even bringing out crayons was frowned upon as a distraction from academics.
We saw that kids were struggling with creativity. They didn't feel that freedom to just explore.
But when the San Diego Youth Symphony started an after-school program in 2010, district leaders saw the kids light up. Finally, last June, using new local control funding, the school board approved $15 million for arts education over the next 3 years. It's a change Echevarria strongly supports. She says the kids need space to tap into a different way of learning.
I really think that for the world that we are in and that we don't know what it is for tomorrow, is we need students to be able to innovate.
Research shows art helps kids in school. For one thing, it helps English learners with their language skills. Plus, it gives kids a different avenue to feel successful and brings parents into the schools for events like plays and concerts. This giant investment also helps on another front. Though few people know it, arts are required in California schools.
Compliance with education code varies dramatically from district to district.
That's Joe Landon, the executive director of the California Alliance for Arts Education. He says funding for the arts is starting to rebound. He knows of 40 school districts that invested in the arts through new local control funding.
I do think that there is more money being invested in arts education than in the past.
Patterns, right?
In Chula Vista's Kellogg Elementary, a group of students are in a classroom practicing percussion. Azul Diaz is a fifth grader at the school.
We're starting to get more people to like music because a lot of people didn't really like it at first, but now they get into it.
One, two, ready, go!
With all the added arts here, it's clear more students are excited to be at school. Whether things like test scores will improve is another question. The district plans to start measuring results next year.
Can we go faster?
Yeah. For the California Report, I'm Mary Plummer in Chula Vista.